Donald Trump, Democrats running crime-ridden cities don't know how to fix the problem. By Hannah Blow on February 4, 2022. Former President Donald Trump this week joined Chairman Rick Scott, RFL, for the first episode of the National Republican Senatorial Committee's NRSC, new podcast NRSC Red Zone, discussing several topics, including the left's inability to control crime in Democrat-controlled cities. What would you say to Biden and these about this? Defund the police, Scott said during Trump's appearance, where the two discussed several topics, including the economy, national security, and Hispanic outreach. Well, in New York, we just lost a number of great policemen. They were shot, killed, and throughout the country, and these are murderers. These are horrible murderers, and nothing happens. Trump began, observing that the punishment often does not seem to fit the crime. If you're a murderer, you murder somebody, you kill somebody. They let you out, no cash bail, and all of these things, and it's just killing our country, all Democrat-run cities. We don't have Republican cities like this, all Democrat-run cities, Trump continued. When I was president, I said, well, the Democrats have to fix that problem. And I would have gone in, but I wanted a period of time to go because otherwise you would have been badly criticized for doing something. They would have said, oh, that's so terrible, Trump explained. The fact is they can't fix the problem, he declared. They don't know how to fix the problem, and the only way you're going to fix it is the opposite of what they're doing. Not defund the police, defend the police, because the police have no defense. They want to take away their pensions. If they look at somebody the wrong way, they want to take away their pensions, destroy their families, and destroy their lives. We have to do the exact opposite, he said, noting that the defund police philosophy is not going away. I thought it was going away. It's not. I heard just the other day three cities. They're really into it, defunding the police. It's not even believable. It's hard, you know. Some things are a little hard to understand and talk about because they're so ridiculous, but this whole thing of defunding our police is so ridiculous that you know, how do you even debate it? He asked, concluding that the vast majority of Americans are on our side in supporting law enforcement. The American people are on our side. These are just politicians that have gone crazy, he added. Listen. Trump's remarks coincide with Biden's Tuesday meeting with New York Democrats, where he blamed access to guns for the spike in crime in the Democrat-run city of New York. Enough is enough, Biden said. Because we know we can do things about this, but for the resistance we're getting from some sectors of the government and the Congress and the state legislatures and the organizational structures out there. While he said he was not looking to defund the police, a call made by several far-left members of his party, he called for more social workers and more mental health workers. As Breitbart News reported, overall crime is up 38% and shootings up 32%, according to NBC News. Other non-gun-related crimes have spiked, including 70% in transit crime and car thefts, up 93%.